What's good, y'all? Welcome back to Clown Questions, the show where there are no dumb questions. I'm your host, Matt K. Maurer, and today I'm asking the question, will Canada become the 51st state? In addition to that, we'll have a first-year interruption with Tim Hardaway Sr., Goosebump Moments of the Week, as always, Game of the Week, and we have a guest today, another in-studio guest. Hopefully I finally figure out the audio. I'm working on it, y'all. But yeah, Stu Dahlman, great talking ball with him, some NBA, some college basketball. So I'm excited for that. So who's down to clown?
That's a clown question, bro.
So will Canada become the 51st state? No. No, they will not. And that's a good thing for trade, for sovereignty, for the free healthcare they have. I'm not trying to get political. I'm trying to talk hockey. As I brought up a stupid ass question. People were saying if the US had beaten Canada last night, they might have become the 51st state. They will not. They won. The hockey game I'm referring to, obviously, is the Four Nations Face-Off Championship between the U.S. and Canada. It was the championship game, instant classic, cinematic game, 2-2 in regulation, and who else but Connor McDavid hits the game winner in OT to send us home. I think we already were home. But to keep us home and prove to America that Canada invented hockey, they own hockey, it's their sport, and it's unfortunate. I'm not a hockey guy myself, but I feel like there's been a shit ton of buzz around this Four Nations face-off, so I wanted to bring it up, and yeah, rip. The U.S. lost. Yeah, hockey proved that... they are Canada. Canada proved they are hockey. But yeah, not a hockey guy, so I don't really have any analysis on the game. I'm just here to say they will not be the 51st state. They will stay their own country. Let's talk some basketball with my next question. Is Bobby Portis a drug guy? According to the NBA, he is. So if you hadn't heard, Bobby Portis was suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy. So I saw that. I'm thinking, you know, maybe a little OJ Mayo in him, a little Larry Sanders. You know, maybe that, you know, drug use runs in the Milwaukee Bucks family. But no, he wasn't smoking weed like Mayo or Sanders. He wasn't doing really any illegal substances. It was a legally prescribed drug from his doctor. But apparently this past year, the NBA... illegalized this drug. It seemed like a pretty honest mistake. It did not seem like Portis was doing this knowingly. Basically, the suspension comes down to he accidentally took a painkiller called Tramadol instead of Toradol. Toradol, completely legal, not against any NBA policies, but Tramadol was made illegal about a year ago. So I know Bucks fans are beside themselves. They, you know, you lose your starting power forward for 25 games. Luckily, he should be back in time for the playoffs. But man, that is a huge loss for the Bucks. But I don't know. I was talking to my brother yesterday. I'm saying, I don't know. I think the Bucks might be cooked. All it took for me to get back in on the Bucks was to see Kyle Kuzma hit a three-quarter court shot. And I'm like, you know what? Kuzma fits perfectly in that Bobby Portis role. You know, he'll be their starting power forward. Bobby comes back healthy. Kuzma might still be the starting power forward. You could argue he's a better player. So, yeah, it's going to hurt the Bucks in terms of their depth, although they did add another big in Jericho Sims. So I think they'll be fine, but I don't know. The Bucks could be drifting towards, you know, a 6 or a 7 seed. You don't want to be in the play-in game. But I don't know. We'll see if the Bucks can stay afloat. I think they're the 5 seed right now. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, tough loss for the Bucks. But Bobby Portis, not a drug guy. Tramadol, that is a drug, but it's not, that doesn't make you a drug guy. And people are saying, oh, well, Bobby should have known better. But apparently it was his assistant who screwed up. He gave him the wrong bottle of pills. And it's like, I take some pills. I'm bipolar. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't know without my doctor handing them out to me explicitly what to take and what not to take. So he probably thought he was taking Toradol. He probably didn't know the name of it. He just knew, I got an inflamed knee or whatever. I need a little painkiller here. And his assistant gave him the wrong one. His doctor gave him the wrong one. Seems like a bit excessive of a punishment, especially when you consider it had been legal in the past. I don't know, maybe a couple game suspension, but 25 games seems very extreme. A lot of people have been pointing out that Miles Bridges got suspended for more games for breaking a woman's face. He got suspended 30 games. That's only 5 more games than Bobby got suspended for accidentally taking tramadol. So pretty ridiculous. Should not be suspended that long. But here we are. Where we also are is a weird place with the Golden State Warriors. Obviously the Jimmy Butler trade, but Draymond Green, he does great work on NBA, on TNT. He's a guest host, I guess, whatever you call it, a guest analyst all the time. He was saying some interesting things over All-Star Weekend, which was a bust outside of the dunk contest, let me tell you that. But Draymond, he was out there. He guaranteed a championship for the Warriors. He's like, we got Jimmy Butler. We're winning the championship. Steph said, mentioned in his post-game, he's like, yeah, I won All-Star MVP. We got Draymond out here guaranteeing championships. But I didn't even ask the question yet. This was the interesting part about everything Draymond was doing over the weekend. Would Draymond be a good coach? That's the question here. And that's the question because he said on national TV, on TNT, he said, yeah, I've been offered the Golden State Warriors head coach job after I retire. That kind of took me by surprise. I mean, I don't know how much longer Steve Kerr wants to coach, but I mean, I'm sure the Warriors would be fine with Kerr coaching for another 20 years. But apparently Draymond, who will probably be retiring within the next 5 years, has been offered the coach. So that's my question is after Draymond retires, does that mean Steve Kerr's going to quit immediately? Or they're going to fire him for Draymond? I don't know. I guess when Draymond retires, that's when Steve Kerr will retire. But would he be a good coach? I don't know. I think so. I mean, he's got one of the highest basketball IQs of all time. He plays the game the right way, other than when he's kicking LeBron in the balls. But no, I think he'd be a good coach, but I don't know. He flies off the handle sometimes, as I mentioned with his aforementioned ball kicking. But I don't know. I think he'd be decent, but it's interesting. I don't know. I think this is a rumor, but Kevin Durant was swirling in some trade rumors over the deadline, obviously. And people were connecting him to the Warriors a lot. They're saying maybe a little Warriors reunion. I heard a rumor that KD said no because he didn't want to play with Draymond again. KD apparently dispelled that rumor and said, if I leave, I want it to be on my own terms. I'll do it on free agency. I don't want to get traded. But I don't know. Would Draymond be a good coach? That's how you know this show is not that good because I ask questions, but how often do I answer them? I attempt to answer them. I don't know. I think Draymond would be a good coach, but I think he would set the record for most ejections ever by a coach. I guess that's my take. So, yeah, he'd be a good coach, but he would get ejected maybe just as much as he got ejected during the games. He'd be a very animated coach. The refs, I'm sure, would love arguing with him day in and day out. Let's talk a little bit about the All-Star weekend. I'm not going to talk about the tournament, which was horrible. Worst All-Star game I've ever seen, except for the dunk contest. The dunk contest wasn't the best one, but it was great. It was one of the best performances by Mr. Mac McClung. And that's the question. Did Mac save the dunk contest? Yes, he absolutely did. And shout out to Stephon Castle, who had some great dunks himself. But You're not going to beat Mac McClung dunking over a car. You're not going to beat Matt McClung dunking two balls, just doing all the crazy things we've seen him do the past 3 years. He three-peated. He won this dunk contest three-peating in spectacular fashion. But that's not why he saved the dunk contest. He saved the dunk contest because of what happened might happen in the future. They asked him. He seems a little wishy-washy. I don't think he wants to compete in a fourth. I think he's more focused on getting to the NBA, which I don't think most people think he would. I've seen enough. Put him in the league. If you can dunk like that, you deserve a roster spot. But he didn't look so good in the G League versus Rising Stars game. But let me get back to Mac McClung saving the dunk contest. After, you know, in the midst of all his spectacular dunks, Ja Morant tweeted, "Mac might make me decide to dunk again," which everyone loves to hear because Ja's one of the most entertaining players of the league, one of the most vicious dunkers of all time. He also tweeted, "AG and LaVine, what's up?" He wants to bring back Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine, who those two dueling, that was the greatest dunk contest of all time, hands down. Giannis Antetokounmpo also tweeted. He said, "Ja, if you do it, I'll do it." I don't know if I want to see Giannis. I saw Giannis in a dunk contest once. He was horrible. Evidently, Milwaukee Bucks are not the best dunk contest participants. Andre Jackson Jr. did not have a great showing, but I'm excited. I think the dunk contest is fully back. I'd love to see Mac go for a four-peat next year, but even more than that, I would love to see Ja Morant in it. I would love to see Aaron Gordon and LaVine return. Anthony Edwards didn't seem like he wanted to do it, but dude, get Zion. It could be back all the way. But the All-Star game is dead. It was horrible. Change the rules back immediately. Just make it a game. We do not need a tournament. Just make it a game. I don't care. Whatever. Don't do a three games to 40. Worst All-Star game of all time. Let's get to some good news and some bad news. I didn't ask the question. You want good news or bad news? Doesn't matter what you say because you're getting both. I'll start with the bad news. My guy, the man whose jersey I'm repping right now, Victor Wembanyama, he is done for the year. I guess he has a deep vein thrombosis in his right shoulder. I had no idea what that meant at first. Sounded really serious, and it is pretty serious because I guess a deep vein thrombosis is doctor speak for a blood clot. So super, super serious injury for Wembanyama. Glad he's done for the year, I guess, because, you know, you want him to get back to full health, and blood clots can be life-threatening, obviously career-threatening injuries. You know, Chris Bosh had to retire because of it. I've seen some comment doctors on TikTok talking about how, oh, Wemby will be fine. You know, Chris Bosh's lung blood clot was in his lungs, whereas Wemby's blood clot is in his right shoulder. I guess Brandon Ingram had a similar blood clot in his shoulder, and he recovered. You know, he's making millions with the Raptors now. So hopefully Wemby makes a full recovery. The Spurs did express their optimism for him being ready for the start of next year. But yeah, tough blow to my dynasty fantasy basketball team. I was in first place. If I had Wemby, I almost would have been guaranteed to win a championship. Now I got to throw Muhammad Gay in the lineup. So not thrilled about that. But yeah, prayers up for Wemby. You know, you don't want Wemby to become a what if. You know, he's arguably the one of the more talented prospects of all time. So you really hope he comes back from that. And this one's interesting. I don't know if this is like a injury, you know, a blood clot could be caused by basketball, because I think coming into the league, that was like pretty much the only detriment to his game, as people were kind of saying, you know, he's too skinny. I don't know if he can he play with Jokic or Nurkic or, you know, these big guys who got, you know, 20 to 50 pounds on them. Doesn't seem like he's gotten injured in that way too often. So yeah, again, hoping this blood clot is an anomaly, an isolated event. But if not, he might have to retire. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope he makes a full recovery. That's the bad news. Let's get to some good news. The 76ers are signing Lonnie Walker IV to a two-year, $3 million deal. Shout out Lonnie Walker, Lakers legend. Good signing there for the Philadelphia 76ers. By the way, the Goose's take on the Philadelphia 76ers is aging like a fine wine. Paul George has posted more podcast clips this year than he has made field goals. It's crazy. I don't know what's happening with those Sixers. I hope they get a 10 seed. It'd be interesting to see them, maybe get a little flustered in the play-in game there. But yeah, Lonnie Walker, nice signing. Probably not enough to fix all their problems, though. This next piece of news is good news and bad news. The Bengals are expected to franchise tag T. Higgins for the second straight year. Good news for the Bengals and Bengals fans. Bad news for T. Higgins. T. Higgins wants to get paid. His own quarterback has explicitly stated in interviews, he's like, that's a guy you want to pay. And the owners are being stingy. The GM's like, yeah, let's just franchise tag him. I don't want him on a four-year deal. Just keep him around for another year until we figure something else out. So hopefully they don't tag him. Hopefully they pay T. Higgins, but it looks like they're expected to head in that direction. In other football news, the Dolphins released Raheem Mostert. That's some bad news. Hopefully Raheem finds another team. Not a great year, but wasn't on a great team this year in the Dolphins. Other NFL stuff is the Panthers are re-signing Andy Dalton to a two-year, $8 million deal. The Red Rifle is the heir apparent to Bryce Young. Not really. Nothing more on that. Last piece of news is the Red Sox are signing Alex Bregman to a three-year, $120 million deal. Great news for Red Sox fans. There were some kind of awkward moments between Bregman and Rafael Devers, who is a star for the Red Sox. They both play third base, and Rafael is kind of saying, that's my position. I'm playing third base. And Bregman was asked about it. He said, I'll play wherever my manager, Alex Cora, tells me to play. So it'll be interesting to see what position. My guess is one of them ends up at DH. Let's get to our segment. The first segment of the day, of course, is First Year Interruption. Today's First Year Interruption is with Tim Hardaway Sr., not Junior, Sr., a Hall of Fame basketball player. He was on SiriusXM NBA Radio talking a little smack. He was talking about Jimmy Butler. I think he called him a crybaby. I don't know. I got to rewatch the clip to remember what went down here. But yeah, just obviously talking about all the Jimmy Butler craziness this year, the suspensions, you know, him forcing his way out of Miami. So let's hear it from the man himself, Tim Hardaway Sr. Here he is.
I've been telling folks this, you know, for the last week, especially here. I didn't agree with what he was doing. You're under contract. You're a baby, you know, you're a crybaby because they said no to you. We used to get said no to us all the time, and we used to know how to take it. It is what it is. It's a question. You get a yes or a no. You might not like the question, but you can't deviate and mess up the team. All right? They said no. We want to see you play more games. We don't want to be in the play-in games. If you saw, if he played more games, right, he would have never been in the play-in games both years. Even though they went to the championship, they never would have been in the play-in games. That takes a lot out of you. They want to say, look, we want a week off. We want a week to prepare, and we need that week because we play hard each and every game, and we need to rest, all right? So he wasn't willing to do that. He was willing, and I fault them for letting him get away with a bunch of stuff too. You know, you got nipping in the bud. When he went after Spoelstra, told Spoelstra he'd kick his butt at a timeout, and they had to take another timeout because Udonis Haslam was circling him around. You know, that should have been like, yo, you getting 3 to 5 games. You don't talk to the coach like that. You don't disrespect the coach like that.
I think I agree with Tim Hardaway Sr. on most of these points here. I don't think calling Jimmy Butler a crybaby is really out of bounds here because of everything that happened in Miami this year. And Hardaway makes a good point. He's like, back in my day, if we asked for a trade and they said no, that was it. You know, Butler's out here. He asks 6 times, and on the 6th ask, he finally gets traded to the Warriors. So Interesting points from Hardaway there. But I don't know. I think the NBA is in a good place with player freedom, requesting trades. Obviously, it's the whole requesting a trade thing is, you know, it's a little dicey because you signed a contract. You told them you're going to play there for a number of years. But when stars are unhappy in the NBA, they usually get what they want. And Jimmy Butler did. He got traded. So I don't know. I like the players have a lot more freedom now, but Hardaway might be right to be upset. You know, he didn't like the way Butler went about forcing this trade. Here's a quote from Tim Hardaway Sr. This is random. This is after I found this clip about Butler. I found an even crazier quote from Tim Hardaway Sr. I should have just used that one, but you're getting a 2-for-1 with Tim Hardaway Sr. today. He's talking hella smack about Tyrese Halliburton. I don't know why Hall of Famer Tim Hardaway Sr. has beef with Tyrese Halliburton, but here's the quote from him. If I go back and suit up, I want to go fuck up Tyrese Halliburton. He talks so much shit, I want to go back and bust his motherfucking ass. He think he all that. I'll put 2 post-it notes in the F-bomb jar because I'm broke and I don't have dollars. Don't worry, I'll get it filled eventually, Auntie Julie, but I don't know what did Tyrese Halliburton do to Tim Hardaway Sr. that he wants to go F him up to save a dollar. But I don't know. Interesting stuff from Tim Hardaway Sr. You love seeing the old heads get into it with the young bucks. It's entertaining for me. But yeah, that's all I got on that. What's entertaining as well is Mr. Stuart Dahlman. A.K.A. Stu Boo, A.K.A. Stu Dahlman. I talked some basketball with him on this pod, some NBA, some college basketball. So, yeah, it's a good interview. And that's a prediction because I haven't interviewed him yet, but I will soon. So I'm sure it was great. So here he is, Stu Dahlman. All right, now pulling up to the pod is a reoccurring guest, my good friend Stu Dahlman. Stu, sure. Thanks for joining me on the show again. Another in-person one. Last time you were on, we were at the cabin.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me back.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to be here with you. And yeah, hopefully it should go a lot better than the cabin. I think maybe we got the microphones figured out a little more now. They're propped up against some chairs because I broke the mic stand. So apologies for the jankiness. But I think this could be better than the past ones, you know? Hopefully,
yes, sir.
Hopefully we're living and learning here. First question for you. I know we might go do it tomorrow, but how's the ice fisherman going? You been out there recently on the good old Lake Nagawicka?
It's been good, man. It's been cool. A lot of ice out there.
Yeah.
About a foot out there. So, yeah, but haven't been out as much as I'd like to be, but we've been out. So it's been good. It's been nice. Other than last year, couldn't be out that much. Didn't get that cold. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Thin ice, game I don't like to play.
Playing on thin ice. Well, yeah, I went ice fishing with my cousins a couple weeks ago, and it was like 35, 40 degrees out. I'm like, I'm kind of worried I'm going to fall through the ice. They're like, dude, it's 10 inches. Like, you're fine. It's not going to happen. You ever get worried when it's past, you know, 32 degrees?
Not right now. Later in the season, of course, but...
Yeah,
there's enough out there right now. I see when you see F-150s driving out there,
you see a Ford truck, you're probably chilling.
I'm cool, yeah.
You're probably chilling.
I'm cool.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk a lot of basketball with me. You're a big ball knower. You love NBA and you know a lot of college too, so I want to talk both of them.
Yeah.
Let's start with the NBA. You're wearing the Bucks hat. You're a diehard. Are you a diehard Bucks fan? Or I forget. You're a diehard KD fan, right?
That's my guy. Yes, sir. Go Suns.
But still a Bucks fan, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis was suspended 25 games for breaking the league's anti-drug policy. What do you think about all that? Do you think Bobby should have been suspended?
I mean, based on what I've read, it sounds like he didn't really know what he was taking.
Yeah.
As a professional basketball player, I do feel like he should have, you know, taken the due diligence to go and look that kind of thing up, because look what it's cost him right now.
Yeah.
But 25 games to me is crazy. Like,
yeah,
this was a mistake on his end, like whether it was or it wasn't, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's way too many games. Guys get in the fights and do a lot more crazy stuff than what he just did, and yeah. Don't face a punishment near what he's about to get. So
yeah, my brother is freaking out. He's like, how does Bobby get suspended more games than Ja Morant, who
got caught with an unregistered firearm.
Multiple times.
Yeah, I don't get it. So. Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I don't know. You think the Bucks? You think they'll be okay? You think they can contend this year?
No.
You don't seem too optimistic.
No. There's way better teams than them. I mean, what are we now? Fifth seed?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they can get out of the East. Mm-mm. Those top three teams are
good. No, and they're lucky they're not in the West. I don't even think they'd be a playoff team.
Dang.
Even if they would, they'd be a first round bounce, which they might be in the West, just like we've seen in the past 2 years as well.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I don't know. I'm optimistic. I'd like to see them do well. Obviously, that'd be cool. You know, Bucks Suns championship.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Trying to see some of that.
See a little rematch there. Who would you root for if it was Bucks Suns?
Come on, man.
Again, Suns.
Oh yeah.
This guy's a diehard KD fan. You saw that KD? They were thinking about trading him to the Warriors. Would you have been in favor of that?
Of course, man. Get back to more championships. Get back to his step. Get back to the roots. That was a crazy time. That was some of the best basketball that the world's ever seen.
Yeah.
That team, man.
LeBron really, yeah, he showed out against that team.
LeBron,
I agree.
LeBron doing what he did against that team, though, still just goes to show you how impressive a guy like that is.
I still think he should have won MVP in one of those series he lost.
Honestly, it could have given it to him, yeah.
But we're getting a little off topic. Let's go into some of the other NBA news. This happened yesterday, I think it was reported. Victor Wembanyama out for the year. I think he has a blood clot in his right shoulder. Obviously, very serious injury, so done for the year. They said they're optimistic he'll play next year, but my question for you is, are you worried about Wembanyama long term as I wear the jersey?
I mean, no. I just hope that this is a not so serious injury. Obviously, this is an injury that legend Chris Bosh retire, and
yep.
Just it's a serious thing. So it's something that he's obviously got to take serious. And I know a lot of people think, oh, it's just a blood clot, like
just a blood clot. Yeah,
it's just. I think he'll be fine. I think eventually, like, the issue will get cleared up and he'll come back and continue to be a dominant player that he's been this season.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time until he's cleared.
Yeah, hopefully it's a one-time occurrence. The thing that makes me a little more optimistic is I saw Brandon Ingram had a similar thing in his shoulder, and I guess the Chris Bosh blood clot was in his lung. So
okay.
I think that might be a little more serious. But
absolutely.
Yeah, obviously, we both hope Wemby will be back soon, but
absolutely. DPOY, they still should give it to him.
You can't give it to him when he misses the second half of the year.
But man, seeing the things that he's doing right now, like,
yeah,
he's crazy. Alien,
one of the best nicknames in the NBA. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Luka Magic. I'm excited. I'm wearing the Spurs jersey, but obviously I'm a diehard Lakers fan. So most shocking trade ever, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on the Luka trade? Because it's crazy.
I don't know why Dallas would do that. What were they thinking? They were just in the finals.
Why would they
break a team like that up?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. I'm happy he's on the Luka's on the Lakers. I don't know why they would do
Mavs it. Mavs fans are acting like they got a pile of garbage for Luka. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with them. I wouldn't be happy about the situation either. Mm-hmm. But I mean, AD is still AD. I mean, yeah, he's made of glass and gets hurt quite a bit. But
Anthony Data Davis.
I am excited to see a little bit of Kyrie and AD. I think that could be good.
Yeah.
But
who do you think's in a better position to win right now, the Mavericks or the Lakers?
Oh, LA.
Even with a healthy AD, I know he's hurt right now, but he should be back.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Because yeah. I've heard a lot of people are kind of counting out the Lakers this year just because they don't believe in Jackson Hayes or Alex Len. You know, we might be a little undersized at the center.
Yeah, that's the one thing they are kind of missing. They don't really have a five, so
yeah,
they kind of need a big man out there. But you got Brian, though. You got Luka. You're always a competitor with those two.
Am I an idiot for considering, like, maybe the Lakers should try to go get Dwight Howard?
You're wilding.
He was killing it in Taiwan.
You're wilding. That's a different league. It's a different beast over here.
That's a different country.
Yeah.
Some say. But let's moving on to your former team, the Warriors. They traded for Jimmy Butler. So do you think Jimmy Buckets could finally win a ring here? You know, he's playing with an all-time great and Steph and
you know,
even Draymond.
I feel like he is going to have more success over there than he was in Miami, just with how that whole thing spiraled out towards the end and when he finally ended up getting out of there.
Yeah.
But it's an old team, man. They're a bunch of old heads over there.
The unction. Yeah.
Which, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of experience there to learn from. And
a lot of playoff experience.
A lot of playoff experience. I mean.
Playoff Jimmy.
Four rings.
Yeah.
In the past, what, 10 years?
Yeah. Why do you think Jimmy Butler is so much better in the playoffs than the regular season? He just flips a switch?
I personally really do. I could be completely wrong about this, but I feel like he just really doesn't care about the regular season, which, like, I'm not going to say I respect it, but I understand it.
Yeah.
Because he plays good enough to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Not even be a great seed.
Usually get an 7 or 8.
He'll fight through a 1 or 2 seed like it's nothing and keep going and end up in the finals, which is crazy. And I just love seeing that.
Yeah, the Bucks fans know that well.
56, man. That was crazy. I was at the game before that.
But what do you think? You think he can get a title with this Warriors team?
I mean, I'm not going to count him out of it. I mean, kind of like how it is with the Lakers and LeBron. I mean, it's Steph Curry up there, man. That's, in my opinion, still the best point guard in the league right now.
Yeah.
I mean just I was
at, All-Star MVP.
I was at the game 2 weeks ago, and just like, it was my first time seeing him play in person.
Oh, Warriors-Bucks?
Warriors-Bucks. Oh, yeah, shit. I was up there. And just the way that he moves around the court, gets open, just shoots, and
was he cooking AJ Green?
I mean, he had 38.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's just cool to see a guy like that play and go off that, you know. Yeah. You grew up watching as a kid on TV saying,
yeah,
you know, he's that guy, you know? I mean, since that 2015 finals win, when KD wasn't even there, I feel like that was one of the craziest runs ever.
Yeah.
He was playing so just good. Dynasty. And he took down LeBron. It was great, man.
Dynasty. So what? Jimmy Bucket ring or no? Come on, I need.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think those Warriors are just a little bit too old.
Yeah.
Steph don't have the same. He's a great player still, but he's not what he was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's possible.
Yeah. So Steph won the All-Star MVP. I didn't have this question for you prepared, but what did you think about the All-Star game, or I guess the All-Star tournament? Did you watch it?
I watched some of it. I think. I didn't watch the skills competition. I was kind of confused.
I can tell you about that.
but I think the All-Star weekend should just be done so much differently.
In what way?
I wish it was like 2012 NFL Pro Bowl.
Sean Taylor just laying out a punter.
Yeah. I mean, just like, I want him to play.
Yeah.
You know, like, how cool would that be to see two super teams just go at it? You know, like, they should put, I don't know if they got to put prize money in. Make it a,
yeah. Me and my brother were talking. What if they do like America versus the world in the NBA? And then we thought about it. We're like,
cool.
Oh, we're like, the international team would destroy the U.S. They got Jokic, Giannis, Luka,
Shea.
Like, there's no way the U.S. would win that. But I think that'd be cool to see. But let's go back to your team a little bit. Suns got it. You got any faith in the big three of Booker, Beal, and Durant?
No faith. Nah. I love them like crazy, don't get me wrong, but I mean, we just lost to y'all without him.
Those
Spurs took us down by like 12.
Oh, yeah, without Wemby. Yeah. Dang, that is tough. That is tough. Yeah, that Bradley Beal deal kind of.
I thought they were going to send him over to Milwaukee, honestly, which I thought would have been cool. I think he would have been a decent fit over here.
Yeah,
I would have preferred him over Kuzma, but
yeah, well, I heard Beal like didn't want to waive his no trade clause,
which never made sense
to me why he even has that clause. I guess they thought that big three,
they had faith in him, yeah.
And they got swept by Ann Edwards. Couple more NBA questions before we get to some college ball. Who's your MVP this year? Who's your prediction, or, you know, who do you think's the current MVP of the NBA?
I think it's SGA.
SGA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the way that, he's winning.
Yep.
And he is just consistent. Mm-hmm. Everything about him.
He's on the best team in the NBA, right?
Yeah. They're up there for sure. I think they have a real shot this year for sure, just the way he's been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young Thunder, the baby Thunder.
I think he is going to get it by by default, almost.
Yeah.
Almost because
they're just tired of giving.
They're Jokic tired of giving it to the other two. Yeah.
Tired of giving it to Jokic and Giannis.
Yeah. Any three, I'd be just fine with them getting it though. They're all playing good enough to deserve an MVP. But I think SGA is just he's a front runner. He's really bloomed this year.
He's your prediction too.
Yeah.
What would you say to the haters who would call SGA a free throw merchant? What do you say to them?
He wins and he puts points on the board and
but 10 of them are free throws, right?
All right, I mean that's cool. He's getting to the rim, I guess.
To
the basket. Don't foul him.
Don't foul if you don't want him to be making the free throws.
He's gonna make them, so don't put him on the line.
It's a good point.
He's very good at it. He gets there and he gets fouled and he gets the line. He makes them. So I think it's a very smart way to play the game.
Well, yeah, it's like the James Harden rule. They had to put in a rule for flopping. Everyone's like, I hate this guy flopping all the time. And it's like, well, like he knows how to take advantage of the rules. He knows he's gonna get three free throws if he flops on his 3-pointer. Yep. So they had to maybe they'll have to make an SGA rule
after he does an illegal step back that he also that the league also pretty much
you think he was
allowed him to get away with.
You think he was traveling on those? Was he taking three steps for the step back?
Bro, watch them, bro. Yes, bro. Are you kidding me? Crazy.
There's no traveling in the NBA. There's no traveling.
Yeah.
Well, last question on the NBA for me. Can you give me a finals pick? Give me your winner. I'll tell you mine. I got the Nuggets winning it. I put a little money on them up there.
Oh yeah.
Went to Pottawatomie. Put 50 bones on them.
Did you?
I like the Nuggets, but who would you give me? Who you got winning it all in the NBA this year?
I think. I really do think it's going to be a Celtics going back again.
Damn it. I don't want back to back.
I don't either, man. Trust me. I hate that team like crazy. But
you think Tatum wins MVP this time?
Yeah.
For sure.
I do think he would.
I always love this debate. Who's better, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum? I think it's Jaylen Brown.
I think it's Tatum. I don't know.
I can't disagree with you there. I definitely see the Celtics as a team that can repeat.
He drives like a guard.
Mm-hmm.
He can play in the post.
He's got size like a power forward.
Yeah, he can throw it down on just about anybody.
True.
What is he, 6'9", 6'10"?
True.
He's huge. And he can shoot it.
Yeah, I guess the only things you could really say Brown's better at is probably he's a much better defender.
He's a good shooter, too. He's a better shooter.
Maybe better. Oh, he's a better shooter, too?
Yeah, he is.
Better passer.
But he can't run an offense.
But he's not an ISO guy. He can't take over a game in that same way. Fair enough. He's got the Celtics.
And they need that little bit more height that he has. It really helps the team so much more overall, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He can get shots up over people. Like I said, he gets in the paint. He can dunk it on anybody.
Yeah.
So I do think so. But Jaylen Brown was a huge piece to that championship win. He definitely deserved that MVP, so well deserved to him for that.
No kidding. Well, I don't want it to happen. I don't want the Celtics to repeat, but I don't hate the pick there. I think that's a pretty likely scenario to go down.
Yeah.
My next question, I was wondering, would you like to do a new segment presented by no one?
Let's do it.
All right, this new segment is called Dream Dunk Contest. So I don't know if that was probably the one part you enjoyed of All-Star Weekend was that dunk contest. Mac McClung three-peated spectacularly. Jumped over the Kia. He showed Blake Griffin that dunk wasn't shit. Way better than Blake Griffin's dunk over the Kia.
Agreed.
But Mac, there were some tweets. Ja was tweeting. Levine, Gordon, Giannis. All these guys are saying, I'm thinking about doing the dunk contest next year. So what's your dream dunk contest for next year? Which four players... If you could pick anybody, what four would you want?
You just mentioned a couple of them for sure. Ja, obviously.
Yep.
Gotta have Ja.
Gotta have a Ja jam.
Gotta see Levine back in there. Mm. That bounce is crazy.
Yep. Free throw line.
Andre Jackson Jr. let me down this year, man. He's got crazy bounce. He does.
For me, it's like Andre Jackson Jr. and even like Giannis, who did horrible when he was in the dunk contest. I think it's like in-game dunk. Versus the contest.
Yeah.
They're just more in-game.
That's kind of how Ant is, too. Like, he said that he wouldn't do it because he said he can't do tricks and he can't spin or do that. Like, he's athletic. He can get up there and throw it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So what? You got Ja Morant, Zach LaVine. Two more dunkers for this dream contest. You giving it to Giannis?
I'm not. I feel like he's, like, too big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't look as cool. Nah, when doesn't. You're Mac McClung and you're, like,
is it
6 foot, it looks a lot cooler.
Is it current players?
We'll say current. Yeah. Okay. So, someone who
I wanted to say Derrick Rose.
You could. No, he doesn't have the knees for that.
Well, now, yes, but I'm talking back when.
Right. But no. Just current players, you can go G League. Like, would you want McClung in there to go for a four-peat?
I think he's good. I like him in there. I think he's really good. I think one stat that I saw that's just crazy to me is he's made, like, double his salary in the G League than he's made in the dunk contest.
He's made more money than he has playing.
He's made more money.
What do you get, $100K for winning that thing?
Over the course of three nights.
Over the course of three nights. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, so we got Ja, Levine, Mac. Who's the fourth? You're gonna put Gordon back in it. You want Ant to try it out. Who's your fourth?
Ant will be cool. Yeah. I'm trying to think here.
Bro wants Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb. Get all the greats in there.
Yeah. MJ dunk contest would be crazy.
Vince Carter could do it.
Honey dip.
Honey dip at age 40. Come on. Who's the fourth?
No,
who's
they
the
don't
fourth
even...
here?
Oh man. I'm trying to think.
Oh, man.
Who even be dunking like that nowadays?
Zion.
Hell no.
Hell no. Come on, give me a fourth. I want to talk
some
college ball.
I'm trying to think.
No Giannis, no Ant, no Zion.
I want Jackson Jr. back in there.
Give Ajax another shot.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the dream dunk contest. Levine, McClung, Morant, and who you just said.
Yep.
I got short-term memory loss. Ajax, yeah. All right, well, I want to talk some college basketball. You were showing me a parlay on Prize Picks, you know, before this interview. I'm like, I don't even know who those two players. You did two college players in a parlay. I'm like, do you actually know who those are? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, damn. So you know college ball way more than me and a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to start out with a team that probably won't even make the tournament, but Rutgers apparently they have what, two of the top five picks? They have two,
Ace and Dylan.
They have two lottery picks on their team, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. Why aren't they good? Why are they going to miss the tournament despite the fact that they have two lottery picks on their team? It makes no sense to me.
I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. Coaching, you can look at that. I mean, I don't know much. I don't know too much about Rutgers coaching staff. I really haven't watched pretty much any of their games before, like, this season, before these two got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's an inexperienced program to handle two guys that have potential like that, and just it's not working out. I honestly feel like they'd be better if they split up in college, at least.
Right.
If they had their own teams.
You think they both need the ball too much?
Yeah, I think they both need the ball too much, and they both want to run an offense, and it's hard to do that when you're fighting over who's going to be doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You think the Lakers will run into that problem with Luka and Bron?
No, because the experience is there.
And they're better passers.
And I feel like LeBron, the older he gets, the less selfish he's going to get, if that makes sense.
Right.
Who's taking shots, who's getting the ball a lot.
Now, last night, he dropped a 40 ball at 40.
Yeah,
you already know. I'm getting off topic, but yeah, it's just weird to me because you got these two guys. I feel like basketball is like one of the more individual sports. You see it at NBA all the time. If you got one or two star players, you got a shot at the championship, you know? So it's just, absolutely, it's weird to me that Rutgers probably won't even make the tournament unless they win the Big Ten tourney, you know?
Yeah, but which they won't.
Yeah. They won't. They won't. You don't think that Ace and Dylan will go on a run?
No.
You think there's a chance either of them go number one, or it's Cooper? It's Cooper Flagg for sure.
It's definitely Flagg's going one. Okay. I feel like both of them will go top 10. One of them will go at least top five.
One of them might be top three.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on from Rutgers. They're not even really relevant other than, you know, they're two NBA guys. But let's talk about a very relevant team, UConn. UConn, they're the reigning back-to-back defending champions. But they're currently unranked.
And they've lost it up.
They've lost a number of games. They're sucking it up, to put it in Stu's words. So my question is UConn cooked? Are they cooked, bro?
When you got a coach like Dan Hurley, you're never cooked.
He's a madman. He's a madman on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, he was almost an NBA coach.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean,
he thought about going to the Lakers, apparently.
Yeah, which he made the right decision there.
You don't think he should have gone to LA?
No, man.
You got to go for that three-peat. You got to go for the three-peat.
I mean, right? It's not only that. I mean, whether he had won two championships in the years before or not, when you go to a team like LA and take a head coaching position like that, mm-hmm. if you don't win, man, in what, two, three seasons?
You're out of there.
You better pack it up.
Yeah, but you UConn, he could have a couple of bad seasons. They're not going to get rid of him. You know, he's a champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
His contract's longer there.
But you think they're cooked, or you think they have a outside shot at this three-peat?
They got a shot. I can't remember that white boy on that team's name, but he's good.
Mac McClung?
Nah.
Three-peat?
McKinney or something like that?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know their team that well. I feel like they had a lot of guys drafted.
He's nice with it.
Okay.
There's better teams than them, though, that I see out right now.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to end up being? Like a 5 or a 6 seed, probably?
Yeah,
something like around that. There. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you think they can go on that run, or they're probably, reign of terror is probably over?
They had two tough losses these past 2 weeks. They blew a 13-point lead in the second half to Creighton.
Oh, yeah.
And then they
lose to Seton Hall?
Yep.
Yeah, not very good Seton Hall team.
Yep, and then they snuck one out the other night. It was really close. Again, who they play?
So they'd need a really magical run.
I don't see the dominance in their team that they've had in the past with Klingon.
Yeah.
They're not gonna pull off what they've done again.
I don't think so either.
They're good. I think they are gonna. I see them in the Sweet 16, but that's probably it.
Yeah. So, yeah, UConn's in the Big East for a while. I feel like people kind of said the Big East is the best conference in basketball, but what do you think about now? I hate the SEC in football, but they've got a ridiculous number of teams ranked. They're probably going to have the most tournament teams. So, in your opinion, who's the best conference in basketball right now?
I would right now think it's Big East as well.
Oh, you don't think it's SEC?
Mm-mm.
Really? Because SEC's got hella ranked teams.
Are you talking like this year?
This year.
Overall. I'd say Big East. But this year, yeah, it's got to be Auburn and Bama 1 and 2 right now, right?
Yeah.
Bama might have just dropped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good game, though.
Florida's top five. Yeah. So they're just stacked across the SEC.
Yeah. I see those Eagles. Speaking of Big East, though, man, those Eagles, Marquette.
You like the Golden Eagles?
They're tough, man. They got two draft picks on that team too.
Okay.
Yeah, Cam Jones, David Joplin. That's a legend from over here by us, Brookfield Central. He played at.
Oh, Joplin played in Brookfield?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yes,
cool.
Sir.
Well, I'm not a Marquette fan. I am a Wisconsin fan.
Yes, sir. Another great team.
They're looking pretty damn good right now. Transfer John Tanjay is playing his face off, playing out of his mind.
Better than Storr.
He's got 30 points in the last couple games, 30 points per game. So what do you think about Wisconsin? You think they can go on a little run here and maybe make some March magic happen?
I think so. I honestly I think Wisconsin could go far. They're looking like an experienced team out there this year. They got a lot of talent on that team. They got a lot of guys that have played there for some years.
Let's
so I think
go,
it's
baby.
Really helped them out.
Yeah, Carter Gilmore.
Gilly.
You said you've been seeing Gilly cooking?
Yeah, he's been playing really well. I'm happy to see that. It's a that's one of our guys going to high school with.
What do you think about you lived in Milwaukee for a while, so you maybe know a little bit more about the culture than me. What do you think about Gilly? He did one of these, right? He did
a little slap.
Yeah, what is that, like a gang sign he was doing? What's up with that? What are you doing, Gil?
Slime season, man. He's letting them know.
Slime season.
Yes, sir.
Slime season.
Funny. He did. I didn't see. He did that in a game or what?
I think I saw him do that after three. Maybe I'm misremembering. He did one of these.
Oh, I seen him do that. Yeah.
But I thought I could have sworn I saw him do the slime season. But
he did not. He did not. Gilly, if you're watching this, you're a legend.
all right. Yeah, but you think we could maybe get to the Final Four or something? I think we might be contenders.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't count us out.
Mm-hmm.
We're not counting us out, man. We've been looking really good out there. Tough loss to Marquette, though.
Yeah. Yep. Marquette broke the streak. They got the I-95 trophy back.
They had to.
I-94.
Back in the mill. You guys had that thing for a long time, I feel like.
We had it for a few years. Yeah, that's tough. They should. I don't think they have a trophy. They should make one. Why don't they make, like, a traveling trophy?
Yeah, between Marquette and Madison.
I guess that's more of, like, a football thing. But no, they should like do it.
It's a big rivalry, I feel like, kind of. Like, it's big enough.
You like a giant cheese curd or something? Traveling cheese curd?
I don't know.
Yeah, cheesehead. Yeah, that'd be cool. But, yeah, enough on Wisconsin, who we're very optimistic for. But give me a dark horse team. Give me a dark horse team to look out for March. You know, a team people aren't really talking about, but you think – maybe not like a Cinderella run, but like a team that's a little overlooked and you think they could win a couple games in the tournament, in the big dance.
One team I'm thinking like that, which, I mean, they're decent every year, but that's going to be UNC.
Mm.
You know?
Are they going to make the tourney? They've been not great this year, right?
They'll make it, but
they've been a little bad, right?
They've been rough. I mean, they've had the coach that's there right now hasn't been there for a long time, but a lot of the players that are there have been there. RJ Davis, their guard, mm-hmm. big fan of him. I'm really surprised he hasn't gotten drafted yet.
You're surprised he hasn't entered the draft?
Yeah. Like, I feel like he could have. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? I mean, I thought, weren't they Final Four or Elite Eight?
They lost to Duke in the Final Four, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And then they lost to,
was it UConn in the championship?
I think it was. I forget. No, not the champ. They lost to Nova in the championship a couple years ago.
I
think they lost in like Final Four.
Well, here's my question. You're giving me UNC as your dark horse team. Does that have anything to do with your kind of UNC bias, right? Don't you have some family who live in the Carolinas?
I got some family down there, but
you're kind of partial to the Tar Heels a little.
Yeah, I like those Tar Heels, man. They play some good tournament ball. You can say whatever you want about them, man, but
they show up in March.
They're a good ball club, man. Nothing but respect to that team. So
best colors, best uniforms in basketball.
I
know,
man. I love them colors so much. Yeah,
that Carolina blue goes with anything, right?
Those are good colors. Yeah,
but yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I like them as a dark horse team, but I'll take your word for it. You know ball more than me, especially.
I'll be watching,
especially
bro.
In college. He's a ball watcher, ball knower. But yeah, thanks again for pulling up, bro. I got one last question for you. This won't be the dark horse teams. Give me your Final Four, and obviously, you know, it might not be possible based on the whatever, how the seeding works out. Some of them might be in the same bracket, but you know, give me your top four. Who would you, you know, preliminarily pick now to be in your,
right? I don't know how the brackets are going to shake out, but I think Wisconsin's in there.
Woo!
I think Wisco's going in there this
you
year.
You dub Gilmore, my slime.
Yeah. I think they're going to do something this year, man. I really hope so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wisconsin.
I'm thinking Auburn.
Wisconsin, Auburn.
They're looking pretty dominant.
Number one.
Broome is he's a force.
Yeah.
That's a big man right there.
Johnny? Is it Johnny Broome?
Yeah.
Okay. Auburn, Wisconsin. Who else? UNC?
Nah.
UNC's got to make the tourney first.
I want to say Marquette, but I feel like they're going to lose on some BS to a team that...
That would be crazy if there was two Wisconsin teams.
Bro. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be... That's probably never happened.
Nah.
That'd be pretty cool. But so is Marquette? Is that your third?
No.
Okay.
So I think
Marquette, they lose in the Elite Eight.
I think they... Dude, I honestly think it might even be earlier than that. I think they're going to lose on some BS.
Ooh.
Did it? Because that's March
Madness. They run into Murray State again.
That's March Madness, though, bro.
Yeah.
They didn't run into Murray State. They ran into Ja Morant.
They ran into a Ja Jam.
Yeah, they did.
That's Stu's favorite announcer call of all time.
Joey Hauser.
Ja Jam. On his head.
Craziest collegiate dunk, in-game tournament dunk, I think ever.
Hard to debate that. So what? So your Final Four is... Marquette, Murray State, Wisconsin, and Auburn.
Murray State?
I'm just joking. What? So you got Wisconsin, Auburn. Who are the other two? You know, we don't know how the bracket will shake out. So they could end up being in this, you know, the same quadrant. But you know, just give me a little. Come on, give me a little something. Florida. Yeah. Okay, two SEC teams representing.
And then I'm gonna go Houston.
At Houston. Okay. I like it.
I'm going to go Houston.
I like it. Well, hopefully Wisconsin gets to
Obviously, I would want Wisco pulling it off. But...
Wisconsin gets to make your prediction. Age like fine wine.
Yeah.
That's my hope. Well, hey, man, thanks so much for doing the show. I'm excited to watch some. We got March Madness soon, bro.
I'm excited, man. And, you know me and all that college ball. I can't wait to get back into it.
Yes, sir. And yeah, I'm hyped to go. I don't know how to, but I'm hyped to go ice fishing tomorrow. You're gonna have to teach me.
We're gonna crush them.
Teach
bro.
Me some I'm stuff. You. We're gonna crush the fish.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna kill them after you catch them?
Nah. We're gonna catch them and put them back.
We're gonna eat them?
Nah. Am I keeping fish?
Is there any edible fish in Nagawica?
All of them.
Oh, all. I guess there's no poisonous fish.
Nah, I just don't be.
Does anyone? I don't know. Do you get?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys that be taking fish.
What's the best fish to eat in Nagawica? Which walleye. One tastes the best?
Is walleye. It,
do they get affected by pollution?
Pollution? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Nagawica is not polluted.
Yeah,
it's not.
I don't be polluted in that lake, so
you don't.
Hell no.
All right. Well, hopefully we catch some walleye, and you know I might put one in my backpack. Try to get Darsh to cook it.
There you go.
We'll see.
He would.
He would. All right. Well, thanks so much,
yeah,
bro.
I appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Stu.
Always.
Thank you, Stu, for pulling up to the pod, brother. Appreciate you, man. I'm hyped to go ice fishing tomorrow. That's gonna be a hoot and a half. But yeah, man, thanks for pulling up. Let's do it again soon, and hopefully the in-studio interview went better than my previous ones. I'm still trying to perfect the technology. I should probably have a pop filter on here. I'm probably blowing out someone's car speakers. So I apologize to that person. But yeah, turn the bass and the treble down next time after you replace your car speakers that I broke. But let's finish out the show here, of course, with the goosebump moments of the week, then the game of the week. Let's start out with the goosebump moments of the week, obviously. And at number 10, we have Tyler Perkins hitting a cold. Nope, just kidding. Tyler Perkins hitting a go-ahead three to give Villanova the upset victory over St. John's.
Again, down to 12, Poplar.
Oh, we should have taken it.
Perkins! Retaliatory against
number 9, Jalen Brunson hits a cold game winner in OT over the Hawks.
Brunson puts it up and gives the Knicks the lead. 149-148.
Number 8, JT Langston Jr. with the game winning putback for Southern Utah.
Comes up short. Putback is there. Southern Utah leads. 1.8 to go.
Number 7, Scotty Middleton hits the game winner as Seton Hall upsets UConn.
Middleton's got it. It's a long run and in. Seton Hall leads by one. 2.7 left. Dier at the buzzer. Off the rim. Seton Hall. That's on. What an upset.
Number 6, Jaren wins $100,000 by outdueling Dame Lillard. Number 5, Georgia Tech wins on a Bay Dongo with a tip-in at the buzzer.
George downhill, inside, nothing, tip-in,
oh,
yes!
Oh, and it's game.
Dongo! All game!
Number 4, Mitch Marner scores the game-winning OT goal for Canada in the Four Nations face-off versus Sweden.
Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
It's a screen. Downhill it goes.
Number 3, Asher Woods hits a pull-up three at the buzzer to win it for Tulane. Number 2, Vasin Alet hits a miracle turnaround three to give TCU the dub. Number 1,
Looked like they're trying to get the ball here to Robinson at half court, but it was tipped, and Ouellette was in the right place at the right time.
Number one moment of the week, Connor McDavid with the walk-off OT goal to win it for Canada. Damn.
Centering pass, McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada! And Jordan Binnington has done it again inside the TD Garden.
I'll be honest, I'm sort of pretending a little bit to be heartbroken over Canada beating us in incredible fashion. I'm not that invested in hockey, so that is a little bit of theater, but I don't know. I mean, I was getting a little invested during this game. You know, my friend Nemo was all over it. He wants to, he wants me to get into hockey more, and I'm trying. This was one of the cooler hockey games I've seen, but man, that is a tough way to lose. Connor McJesus, they're calling him as a Christian. I don't know if I like that, you know. False idols and all of that jazz, but tough. And apologies kind of distracted. I was fumbling through my words quite a bit during that goosebump moments of the week, but hopefully made some sense. Let's finish out the show here. We have the game of the week. Like last week's game of the week, I don't know a ton, but let me get into it. It's number 6 Tennessee at number 7 Texas A&M. Last week I picked Auburn minus X when I actually could have taken Auburn plus X because they actually ended up being underdogs in this game. In that game, the lines aren't out soon enough. I wish the Tennessee A&M line was out. I can search it up real quick. But this is really awkward to do in the midst of, maybe I'm not going to do it. I don't know the line, whatever, but I'm going to take Texas A&M. I guess I'll take Texas A&M money line. If Tennessee's the favorite, or I'll take Texas A&M minus X if they're the favorite, or Texas A&M plus X. I don't know. Just give me Texas A&M, bet on them in some way, but don't bet on them because I told you to. Bet on them if you actually think they're going to win. I don't know. I'm just betting on Texas A&M because I think College Station's one of the coolest names for a city ever. But yeah, impossible challenge for me. Name any one player on Tennessee or Texas A&M. I can't do it. I don't know him. Dalton Connect. Nope. He's on the Lakers. Sorry. But yeah, again, don't take this in the hopes I'll make an accurate pick, but more to help predict what the game of the week will be. 6 versus 7, the top 10 matchup. I think it should be entertaining. You know, I might not predict how, it goes, but I have much better chance of predicting the entertainment value than I do of predicting the outcome. So yeah, I'm just gonna take A&M and pick the alma mater of a true American hero, Money Manziel. I got to think of better ways to end shows. Maybe I should end shows with questions. I'm reading notes, by the way, guys. Did you really think I've been saying this shit off the dome?